Good morning, everybody. Sometimes I speak loudly. Sometimes I speak softly. The microphone picks me up just the same. Today's sermon was prepared by Pastor Harold, and it's titled Two for a Penny. The text is from Matthew 10, 29 to 30, and that says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." I'm humbled and touched by the love of God, our Heavenly Father. God loves sparrows. And if sparrows, how much more you and me? Sparrows in Jesus' day were sold two for a penny. Yet these seemingly worthless little birds are so precious to our Heavenly Father that Jesus tells us not one sparrow falls dead to the ground without the Father noticing it. Two for a penny. Pastor asked me to share this story with you. One day, I was walking down the sidewalk where I used to live. Walking with me was my young daughter, then about 3 years old. As we walked, she looked down on the sidewalk and saw a penny lying on the sidewalk. She became so excited. She reached down and grabbed it. She couldn't have been happier if it were $1,000. "Daddy, Daddy," she cried, "look what I found, a penny." Her excitement was wonderful. I could not imagine getting so excited about so little. I put my hand into my pocket. I found a handful of coins, including many pennies. I hurried my walking so I was ahead of her. She was looking down on the ground to find more treasure. And when she wasn't looking, I dropped a penny in her path. She found it, and she was so excited. And I continued this way. It was so much fun to see her excitement as she kept finding more treasure. American penny, authentic. Pennies buy so little that I did not feel any sense of sacrifice in what I was doing. But to my daughter, the picking up of each and every penny brought a scream of absolute joy and wonder. I doubt if I would even stop to pick up a penny. Yet that which seemed unimportant to me was celebrated by my little girl. And this experience can remind each of us here today of the attitude of our Heavenly Father. He is our loving God who treasures the seemingly worthless. He treasures the sparrow. He treasures all sinful people. He treasures you. He treasures me. We all are valuable to Him. In the future, whenever you see a sparrow, or whenever you see a penny, if you ever see a penny again, or whenever you see a child excited about a penny, think about how our loving Heavenly Father loves you and sees you as His treasure. When we consider that sparrows sell two for a penny, and that we are worth so much more to God than sparrows, we can think about the cross of Jesus and what was bought and sold there. At the cross of Jesus, God spent all that was precious to Him. God the Father sent God the Son to that cross to die for you and me. He did that to pay the price for our sins. He did that to buy you and me out of slavery to sin and death. The precious, wonderful, holy life of Jesus was given in exchange for our sinful, worthless lives. At the cross of Jesus, we see God at work, picking up worthless pennies, saving worthless sparrows, saving you and me. Why? Because he loves us so much. We who are two to a penny to the world around us are valuable above all riches to God. Listen again to Jesus' words spoken not long before he went to that cross for you and me. Are not two sparrows sold two for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. When we hear the words of this Bible passage, we are reminded of an old gospel song. Its title is, I Sing Because I'm Happy. Its tune, I don't know, so I'm going to make it up. Its chorus goes like this. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Because of Jesus' words about sparrows and pennies, and the love of our Heavenly Father, we can know that when pain and problems come, God still cares. God is the God of pennies and sparrows. God numbers the loss of the old sparrows and counts the eggs in the nests of the new sparrows as each of them hatch. God does not abandon us in our times of pain or hardship. God does not leave us when it seems we have no hope. The same was true for Jesus at his time of pain on the cross of Calvary. Where was Jesus' Heavenly Father then? He was hovering over the cross, weeping over the pain of his Son. That pain his Son endured because of your sins and my sins. Where did we ever get the idea that as Christians we should never suffer, or that when we do suffer, God does not care, or that God is not with us? As Christians, we follow Jesus, our Savior and teacher. And Jesus has said to us in Matthew 10:24, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. This means if our Lord Jesus suffered, we who follow him will also suffer. And if Jesus' Heavenly Father did not forsake him, our Heavenly Father will not forsake us. We are God's sparrows, his pennies, his beloved children. And why do we as Christians talk so much about Jesus and his cross on Calvary? Because the cross of Calvary is proof that when God says he cares for us and he loves us, he means it. The very first Bible passage many of us ever memorized tells us the same thing. This passage is, of course, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you. Yes, you. You are precious to him. You are his sparrow. You are his penny. He takes delight in caring for you, like pastor's little daughter took absolute delight in picking up pennies from a sidewalk. We end this sermon with the words of another old gospel song. Its title, The God of the Sparrows. I'm not even going to try to sing this one. Its chorus goes like this. We are pursued by the sparrow lover. We are loved by the one who loved us all the way to Calvary. So stand. Stand and declare that love to the God of the sparrows, to the God of lavish care, to the God of the cross. Remember the pennies. Remember the two for a penny sparrows, and remember that you are precious beyond all things to our Heavenly Father. Yes, you are precious beyond all things to our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.